In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so you and your SO have been together for a while, and it's not going great. This is the opposite of our normal scenario. It's not going great. So you decide to go on an 8-week space cruise with them where you're in a spaceship, see if you can rekindle the relationship. Something happens on the 8-week space cruise and the spaceship gets knocked off course. You find out you're going to be stuck with this person for 3 years. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Kelly.
It's just twosies right
now.
It's
just twosies. It's just, what is it? Valentine's Day? It's dating. Speed
this,
dating.
Oh, that's, we're doing, this we're is just, SDS speed dating?
Speed dating, yeah. 30 minutes is pretty long. I'm just going to be honest. It's pretty long.
Speed date shipping. That's
speed date
the show
shipping. Yeah.
For the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on a
is
spaceship.
Is this Passengers?
No, this is Avenue 5. The,
oh,
that new HBO show.
Yes, with Dr. House.
Yes, Dr. House is on it.
And he's back. And
Dr. House and Olaf the Snowman are on
oh,
the
yeah,
show.
Oh, yeah, Josh Gad. I forgot he's on that. Have you watched it? So I guess you have.
I watched the first episode. Did not much care for it.
Yeah.
I hear that it gets better, but I don't know if I'm going to go back for
how
it.
How many episodes are out?
Let's see. At the time of recording two episodes are out. I've only seen
so it gets better
one.
In the next one.
I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of it. I'll probably give it one, you know, I'll watch and then see if I want to keep watching it. Okay. Wow.
So this is, one of the couples on the space cruise.
Yeah.
And they are like bickering the whole time.
Yeah.
They've gone on the cruise to like, you know, rekindle their relationship or like try and figure out whatever. And it hasn't worked to this point. And then they find out that they're going to be stuck on this thing for another like 3 years.
Eek. And they're, so are they stuck on it with just each other or is it like a whole group?
It's a whole group. It's like, you know, probably like 400 or 500 people.
Fuck. Okay. You know what this is like? This is like going to grad school, like with your significant other and like, it's not going great. And like, you have to be locked in it for however many years.
Wait, so you say you're locked in it? That like you stay with the person for these
no,
3 years?
No, I mean you're locked in the program. So you're like locked in grad school or you're locked in the boat or ship or whatever the fuck. The space boat.
Yeah.
Shooty.
I mean, I feel like if you're in, because it's like a cruise environment, right? Like there's yoga classes.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, every meal is like big group buffets. I feel like you just play the field, right?
Yeah, I think you just kind of like, I think, okay, shoot. You know what the problem is going to end up being though? The moment that you, because I feel like you can like pretend that you're like, oh, I just, I'm going to go to like yoga or whatever. And then you just like don't see them all day.
Yeah.
The problem is going to be when you decide to not sleep in the same cabin. anymore. Because that is like, you're saying, okay, you know, I think it's not working.
Yeah. No, that's a huge one, especially because like, you would imagine that they sell these things to capacity, right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking spaceship. It's expensive.
Yeah.
So like, there aren't just spare rooms for you to like, go to. You've got to like, go to bunk with someone else.
I think maybe you like, find, maybe, okay, to be like, polite, I guess, to be like, polite, like, don't go, like, let's say you're attracted to men. Mm. Don't go sleep in another man's thing. Like, go find, you know, go find someone that you're not like, kind of attracted to and be like, oh, they're my friend. And like, tell them you're sleeping there, and maybe you sleep there a couple times, and then just do whatever you want. Like, after a week, like, you just hope that it can dissolve. Although, you've been together a while, which is kind of a problem.
Yeah. I mean, like, at least a year. Maybe more. Maybe a couple years. Maybe what you need to do, because you can't be the only couple on this cruise that, like, is in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Like, there have to be other people going through the same thing. So you just got to find your people.
Yeah.
And figure out, like, okay, if we need space from each other, like, we can go in this room for a while and you guys can, but then you're like, you're like making your soon to be ex like bunk with someone else's soon to be ex.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a good solution.
Okay. You fake your own death.
Great.
Then you like, you have to like live in like the like pipes and shit. Like you have to like live in like the boiler room.
Sure. You can become like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Then, of the space cruise. Yeah.
But then haunt your significant other.
Sure.
So start haunting them.
So now there's like a little bit of Event Horizon in there or
something. Okay. Yeah. But then you like, as a quote ghost, you're like, I need you to move on. you need to find someone else. Right. And then they're like, wow, that's really sad, but okay. Cause you told me to from beyond the grave. Now, as far as integrating yourself back into the regular.
Right. So that's tough. See, you're in space, right? So no one knows what happens in space. You could just like appear again and be like, I don't know. We went through a black hole and I'm back.
I'm back. Oh, that's what you do. So you wait, you keep hiding until they like find someone else.
And I wish everyone could see the gesture that Kelly did when she said hiding. She like took her hand like a little paw and like hid under it.
You hide. So you keep hiding until they've found someone else.
Yeah.
So then they're the bad guy. Because then when you come back, you're like, oh my God, I came through a wormhole. And you're like, oh, you're with someone else? Wow, that's hard. But I understand because it's been years.
And right. Then, and you're like, also, I've been through a singularity.
Yeah.
So like, I actually have, I perceive time differently now. I saw 500 years of my not existing with you and I'm happy. And I'm
like,
fine.
I saw the like, the extinction and like rebirth of the human race from like a fish.
Yes. You saw the heat death of the universe.
Yes. And then you're like, but I'm back. So I have a lot to go through and I'm going to go see the like ship doctor and deal with that. But just know that like I'll always love you in my heart, but like I'm not in love with you anymore. And then the person can be like, wow, that's complicated. It's also been complicated for me because I have fallen for somebody else on the ship.
And then you're like, wow, yeah, we've been through the exact same thing.
Yeah. And then you're like, wow, that's exactly the same. Okay, bye. And meanwhile, it's just been like a year that you've been hiding like in,
in the pipes.
In the pipes. And you should probably haunt like three other people just so that there's like.
Yeah. I mean, you need to get like a lot of things going, right? Like if you don't pass up the opportunity to be a pretend ghost in outer space.
Yeah. In outer space. Why be in outer space if you can't be a pretend ghost in outer space?
The thing that I love about this is I love that you can like both with your return and with like anything else, you can just use what we don't know about outer space.
Yes.
To be like, that just feeds into my trickery.
Yes.
Like something you can't explain. Oh, it's because we're too close to like a white dwarf star or something.
Yes, exactly.
No one knows.
There was you know, the trail from that comet that we went through had like weird
tachyons
in it. And now I'm filled with dark matter and like, who knows what's going to happen with that? We don't know.
Yeah.
And then you go and like, you know, have a like fuckathon on like, who wants to fuck a space ghost?
Tachyon fuckathon. Tachyon fuckathon.
Yeah. So I mean, think that's how you solve it.
It's a blessing, I think.
Honestly, it's a blessing that like you're stuck on this because you could not have done this on Earth.
No.
You couldn't.
You had all these great ideas, but you're like, oh, fuck. I don't have a sci-fi explanation for all these awesome things.
Yeah.
Now you do because you're trapped in space.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes. How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. So No, I don't know. First of all, what is the rhythm section about? What is this movie?
Okay, I looked it up on IMDb because I was confused.
We're doing rhythm ships today.
Rhythm ships.
Yeah.
So the rhythm section trailer came out, and that's all I've seen of it. So I, and have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's kind of interesting. It's all one shot.
Oh.
Of okay. Blake Lively like scaredly driving a car while like. She's getting rammed by her car is getting rammed.
She's just getting railed while driving this car in real time.
It's like Bang Bros. She's
driving.
It's very dangerous, and that's what makes it hot. No, it's just her.
I haven't seen Blake Lively in anything that I've liked since Gossip Girl, but this sounds good.
You're like, when does it come out?
Today. It comes out today.
So. She's driving a car that's like being followed in a hot pursuit by this like various other cars.
Okay.
And the cars are like ramming her and like, you know, like trying to get her off the road. And she's like driving through like a fucking like village. So people are like jumping out of the way. And then her car is like at the end is like on the edge of this cliff thingy. And the car is just pushing her and pushing her. And then she's like being slowly pushed. And
like sideways?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then her car falls down. It's like not a super steep cliff, but it like is a cliff into another village. So she like slides down and can't stop. And then it finishes. But it's like a long shot. It's like 2 minutes.
Where's she finding all these villages?
She's in it. She's in the village.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I see. So I was like, who knows what that's about?
Yeah.
But it seems like kind of cool, I guess. Like if you like action adventure type stuff, it looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, still don't know what it's about.
Why it would be called the rhythm section.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the plot and you're not going to have an answer. So
wonderful.
I looked on IMDb and it's like this lady, her husband gets killed in a plane crash, which I'm flying a lot right now. And so I was like, no, thank you. Don't need to see that. And she suspects that like it wasn't an accident. And then she finds out that it wasn't an accident. And she's like trying to figure out who was responsible for it. So that's the plot.
Why is it called rhythm section there?
Who knows?
Maybe he's like the singer in a band or something.
He's a musician
he has a rhythm section, right? A group of percussionists and bassists probably that don't like that he's like overshadowing them.
Okay.
And so they like plot. They're like, hey, they try like normal, right? That they're like, hey, we've written some songs. Maybe like we can, like I can sing and play the drums at the same time, like Phil Collins style.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, no one likes that.
He's like, I'm the front man.
That's right. And then they're like, well, there's only one way that we're gonna
do
this, so that the rhythm section wins.
Yeah.
Is we're gonna kill him in a plane crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's gotta be what
it is. That's gotta be it.
Do you have any rhythm ships, Kelly?
Yes. One of my favorite movies of all time is School of Rock.
Yes.
Partially because I am a huge Jack Black stan.
He's great.
Jack Black. Love him.
He can take like a sentence that isn't anything and make it a goddamn joke.
Yeah, it's great. He's great. And also like from people that have worked with him, like he's really great to work with. He'll do anything. He's really nice.
He seems like I was about to say chill and maybe that's not right, but like a normal-ish dude.
Yeah. He's very easygoing and cool, and like people like working with him. He's nice. And also I just like think he's so, so funny.
Yeah.
And very, very talented. And he is in School of Rock, and I ship, not romantically. This is important because I don't know if I like their romance together, but, him and, what's her name? Cusack.
Joan?
Yeah. But her character's, I don't remember her character's name.
In School of Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember either.
Okay. So Joan Cusack's, character, which is like the principal of this very intense prep school, who he gets to kind of loosen up once he finds out that she used to like Joan Jett and like rock, and then
I forget how does he get, he's like substitute teaching, right?
Yeah.
And then like,
so his friend, Mr. Schneebly.
No way. Is that the character's name?
Yeah, Schneebly? His best friend is Mr. Schneebly. And he's a roommate with him. And Jack Black's character is just kind of like a you know, he doesn't want to do work. He doesn't want to, like, he just wants
a layabout.
To, yeah, he's a layabout. Mm. He used to be in a band with Schnabley.
There's no way his name is Schnabley.
And there's, like, a part where Jack Black pronounces it Schnabley, which is, like, very Jack Black, very funny.
Yeah.
And so he gets the job because he answers, oh, that's right. So he answers the phone, and his friend's a substitute teacher.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, we got a call for this school. And he's, like, just gotten, like, he needs to pay rent and he needs to, like, you know, get a job. He doesn't have one.
So he pretend to be Schnabley.
Yeah. He, like, answers the phone and they're like, we have a job for Ned Schnabley. And he's like, how much does it pay? And they tell him. And then he, like, pretends to pass the phone, but he, like, takes the cord and, like, wiggles it around on the mouthpiece.
Jack Black being wonderful.
And then he answers and he's like, this is Ned Schnabley. And, like, takes the job.
Yeah.
So then he starts teaching these kids and he's like, I'm going to teach them music, but I'm really going to make a band so that way we can win the battle of the band so that way he can stick it to this band that kicked him out.
Convoluted, but like a fun way to get Jack Black teaching kids how to play music.
Yeah.
He's also fucking great with kids.
Yeah, he is. Like, really funny with kids.
One of the things that's great about that movie is that the kids all respond to him like super positively and like he's not talking down to them.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's just there with them. It's so fucking cool.
It's really funny. It's also, he's like, tell me what you think of me. He's like trying to get the kids riled up.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get them to say like bad things about him, but that are like surface level.
Right.
And so he's like going to all the different kids. And then there's this one kid that's the costume designer. And he's like, you're tacky and I hate you. And he's like, that's too harsh. But him and Joan Cusack's character. So she's like really uptight, you know, and I think kind of rightfully so up to this point because like parents of kids that go to a rich prep school are like terrible to deal with.
Oh, her job has to be horrible, yeah. Right?
So she's like freaking out. And then they go get a drink together. And then I think just like the one winged dove, that song starts playing. And she like starts singing along and he's like, what? You like that? And she's like, oh, I went to this concert and I was like singing and blah, blah, blah. So,
because look, deep down, all white people love rock and roll.
They do. All white people love rock and roll.
All people love rock and roll, but white people,
especially,
like, they may try to hide it.
Yeah,
but they love rock and roll.
They love it. They love it. So he connects with her on that, and like, kind of gets her to loosen up. He does continue to lie to her and use the kids to go into to battle the bands.
So it's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but I do like. I like the idea of them, like maybe. Just like doing like a hobby band or something.
Yeah.
I think could be really fun.
Also, just like I love any ship that's like, this person is uptight, but like secretly not uptight. Like,
yeah.
Or the aspirationally not uptight.
Yeah.
And then here's like a fucking cyclone of fun.
Yeah.
Who's just going to like unlock that for them.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
And also like he becomes more responsible through having to be accountable to her.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Like, in the story. Cause he, you know, learns that work does have value. It's just the right kind of work.
Yeah. So. The work that he should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't have been laying about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got two rhythm ships.
Okay.
And I dropped my pencil and I apologize for that.
Maybe it's ASBCA pencil. No. Is it? No.
Is it an
ASCAP?
Oh, ASCAP. Yes.
What's ASCAP?
That is the Association of Songwriters and Composers. It's a music thing.
All...
Oh,
pussy.
Wait. Association of Composers. Songwriters,
no.
Composers, all pussy. Someone's got to be looking out for the songwriters and composers.
Yeah, someone. Okay, so you got two ships.
I got two ships. And the first one is like, this is going to be a trouble ship. These people are going to ruin each other, but it's going to be spec-fucking-tacular.
Okay, okay.
Okay, first. I'm going to start with...
Final Fantasy.
No.
Okay.
Thank you, but no. Whiplash.
Wow.
Miles Teller's character. Yes. Andrew.
Yeah.
Right? Remember this guy who like gets in a car accident and like is still like he's bleeding and he's like getting on stage and he's like, I'm going to play this fucking shit right. Him somehow doesn't... He dies at the end of that movie, right?
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Great.
But I am familiar with the whole... Like with the... general like you know, poisonous relationship with a mentor who demands too much from you, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So I'm going to need like some sort of AU where, because I think he does die in the, like, the jazz competition. He like dies, drumming.
What?
So he gets in a car. Okay.
What?
He's
it's after the car accident? Is it because he was concussed?
He's definitely concussed, but he's also like fucking bleeding. So it's J.K. Simmons' character is a dude named Fletcher. So he's just like Ryan Mogi's dog.
Okay, yeah. So Ryan Mogi's dog.
Ryan Mogi's dog. Picture Ryan Mogi's dog with a baton conducting a jazz ensemble. That he, you know, has exacting standards and, you know, an abusive relationship with Miles Teller's Andrew, and just like drives him to be like, you know, exactly perfect. And the film like fetishizes that sort of like relationship, but also like is critical of it too,
kind of like the show Cheer.
Yep.
But not really.
Not really. So yeah, he gets in a car accident on his way to like the final like performance or contest, whatever it is, and the like still gets behind the drum set and like just pushes himself to play. I think they're playing like Caravan or something, and
yeah,
just plays it perfectly, and then either dies at the end or doesn't. I want to say he dies.
I'm looking here. Okay. Whiplash ending. Final scene.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
What have you discovered?
Fletcher sabotages Andrew's fledgling career by giving him the wrong music for a concert. But then Andrew turns it on its head and shows off his talents. Oh wait. Yeah, okay. People say that I don't think he dies. Because they said Fletcher will always think he won and Andrew will be a sad, empty shell of a person and will die in his 30s of a drug overdose.
What?
That's what his like thought is for after the movie.
Ah, okay. Well, here's how it ended in my memory is that he got in this, because he definitely does get into a car accident and plays through the pain. And so in my headcanon, he died afterwards.
Yeah.
Died after playing the perfect performance, which makes him the perfect ship for Nina Sayers, who is Natalie Portman's character from Black Swan.
Okay, guess what?
What?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, yes! It is basically the same plot.
Okay.
Where she is the prima ballerina,
yeah,
and they're putting on Black Swan, or Swan Lake, and it's that, it's got, like, more interesting shit to say about, like, how we commoditize artists and how like we replace them with like a younger, newer model, like,
yeah,
way before they are done saying what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But she also like dances this role perfectly and gets shot through like the course of the production and dies at the end on stage. So I need some kind of AU where these two people, where Andrew and Nina are able to like hang out and give their all to an art that they're like working on together.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's like a, you know, a Stomp-esque
I'm like feeling feature. Like that. Yeah, he's drumming to her dancing.
Yeah, exactly. And like they push each other, but because they don't have these like external forces like pushing down on them that are going to like drive themselves to death, maybe they can just do something amazing together.
Yeah.
And like really fucking mean it and push really hard, but not die.
Yeah. I also see their potential of like being kind of bad and scary together. Like both of them demanding too much of the other.
Yes.
Because like they're used to someone doing that for them.
Yeah.
And they think of that as love.
Totally.
Because it's like that whole thing of like trauma bonding and shit.
Here's the thing. They would be good at like seeing to each other's like physical performance wounds.
That's true.
You know, like his hands are going to be all ripped up and she can bandage them and her toes are going to be all ripped up and he can, whatever you do to those, I guess ignore them. What do ballerinas do?
I don't know.
Do?
You like bandage them and then ignore them. Do you put ice on them maybe?
You probably ice them.
You probably ice them.
So that's one ship. And
wow.
I want to see what cool shit they would do together.
I think they could do some cool shit. And it would be stompish.
It would be so stompish.
You know what? It would be at the Luxor. It would.
It'd be cool, though.
It'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be kind of cool.
The one thing I don't love about this ship is that in Black Swan, Natalie Portman's character has like a sort of psychosexual / not sexual relationship with Mila Kunis's character.
Is Mila Kunis the older?
She's the younger.
Oh, the younger one that's replacing Natalie Portman.
Sort of, who is like on her heels, is like her understudy. And Winona Ryder is also in the movie, and she's like the used up ballerina.
Oh,
The movie fucking rules.
I want to see it.
It's so good. But yeah, so I don't like, you know, it's an alternate reality. So like that psychosexual relationship can still exist. It can still, in a different reality, but that's the one reason I'm not like all in on, the Andrew Nina ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the second ship.
Okay.
Kelly, have you ever played Parappa the Rapper?
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I was not good at that game. I could not figure out what to do. I did not understand like what buttons to push. It tells you what buttons to push.
Yeah, they're
couldn't
on
do it.
The screen.
Couldn't do it. Did not understand like when you're supposed to push. Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I was really bad at it, but I always thought it was the coolest game.
It is both the coolest game and the dumbest.
It's pretty dumb.
It's real dumb. You play a cartoon dog named Parappa. The rapper. And there are the whole game is six songs. Like that's it. This is but they're all original songs, which is cool.
Okay.
The whole story of the game is that you're Parappa and you have she's not your girlfriend, but you're like trying to get with her. Her name is Sunny Funny is her name.
Oh, that's really good.
And she's a sunflower.
Uh-huh.
You're a dog.
Oh.
And you've got competition from this like macho dog whose name is Joe Chin. Because he's got a big
He has a big chin.
And so all of the songs are about like Parappa doing things to impress Sunny.
Okay.
Right? So in the first one, he goes to a dojo so he can learn karate.
Okay.
And you know, it's all kick, punch, it's all in the mind, and I can do the whole song, but I'm not going to.
You can.
I could.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I love Parappa the Rapper.
Okay.
So that's like the first one he learns karate because so, like, you know, there's some people are bullying her at school and he's like gonna beat him up or whatever.
Yeah.
So like
he is he in school?
Yeah, I think they're young. They're like high school.
They go to that same school.
So he learns karate, he gets his driver's license, he gets a job at a flea market.
Boyhood. This is like Boyhood. It's like the game version of Boyhood. We're like watching Parappa's whole life.
I mean, it's just six songs of his life. It's like 18 minutes.
It's his whole life.
Yeah. Yep. and then he learns to bake a cake for her birthday.
Wow.
But like it's nice, but it's all things that he's doing to like improve himself for her.
That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah, it is nice and it is good for him. But like the fifth level, he's just going to the bathroom. He has to rap against his four previous teachers for like use of the bathroom.
Oh.
It's a goofy level.
That's cute.
And then in the last one, he's at the club, the fun club.
Oh, okay.
He and Sunny are there. And so like he's done all these things to make himself like better. For her.
What has she done?
Here's the thing. Not shit.
She does jack shit.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't like this.
So he gets up on stage.
Yeah.
At the club, and he like leads the whole crowd in like a I gotta believe like rap song. And like everyone, if you're doing it right, and like chanting and like pumping their fists and
that's
like
cool.
Everyone loves it. And so this is where I need like the ship to change. And I want Parappa to be with someone not Sunny Funny. Because he's done all this work on himself,
I know.
And she's not done shit.
She hasn't brought anything to the table.
Nothing. She's a cute sunflower, and like that's not nothing, I guess. But
I mean, we don't see what she's doing, but like,
great point.
But I also, I want to know. I want to know what those persons do.
I want to see receipts.
So okay, so let's say no, Sunny.
Right. So who else is like on a self-improvement kick? That like is gonna have a fun time with a cool dog who can like make a cake.
Right.
100%. So we're talking post Rise of Skywalker, Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rey and Parappa the Rapper.
That's perfect. She buries the lightsabers on Tatooine and is like, man, I gotta start over. And then like she hears, you know, from like from Mos Eisley somewhere, just like kick, punch, it's all in the mind. And she's like, I believe that.
Yeah, she does. Oh my God, kick, punch is all in the mind. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's like the Jedi like fucking mantra.
Yeah, so she, yes. So she, and she's like, yeah, the Jedi, Luke Skywalker was right. The Jedi need to end. Now begins the era of like cool rap fighting.
Yeah.
Where I can kick and punch. In rhythm.
All in the mind.
That's perfect.
Did you have somebody that you wanted to pair with him?
I didn't. I needed help on that one. Yeah.
Rey.
Yeah.
Ray, I just think like anyone so that's like working on themselves a lot, mm-hmm. like Rayda for three movies is working on herself the whole time.
She's going to have so much more to work on too.
Yeah.
Like all of her mentors and friends are dead. Like,
I know.
It sucks.
And then like she was traumatized, but like kissed this dude that like maybe she shouldn't have kissed. And,
yeah. Like, she certainly shouldn't have kissed him like that.
No, not like that.
Kiss him earlier when kiss he was him like earlier when he's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for letting me contribute to that ship. I thought you had like a person for that.
No, that's perfect. All I had was the setup and that I knew that I wanted her not end up with
Sunny.
Sunny Funny.
You know who Sunny Funny could be with?
Who's that?
Pre-School of Rock, Jack Black's character.
That they can both just be like layabouts?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm...
You're using the word layabout a lot. I feel as if you... Or a boomer.
I'm either a boomer or I'm seeing too much of it in myself.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what's going on.
No, you work hard.
Kelly, should we... Oh, speaking of work hard, we didn't talk about this before, but I just want same-day shippers to know that I've got a comic book coming out.
Hell yeah!
On February 12th, it's a romantic story about Transformers kissing each other. So check out the Transformers Valentine's Day special.
It's perfect for fans of the show.
Yeah.
If you like romance and you like Patrick and you like nerd stuff.
Yeah.
All three together in one. You guys need to check it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go get it. It'll be perfect for Valentine's Day.
Perfect for Valentine's Day. February 12th. So we have a question, Kelly, from Twitter.
Okay.
If you would like to have your question read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us at ShippleDips. That's at Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips. We have a question from Mothwoman at Bride of Mothman.
Hey, Bride of Mothman.
At ShippleDips, what would your OTPs, D&D classes, and alignments be?
Oh, shooty McShooters. Okay.
So I pulled out my D&D... player's handbook in case we need like reference for I feel like alignments are pretty self-explanatory, but the classes can be a little bit trickier, I think.
Okay, well, my OTP
right
now, and you know, it kind of changes just depending on like what I've recently
been. Look, from doing this show, I feel like shipping is such a, like, I don't even know if I understand OTP anymore.
I know.
Just like, there's so many that I feel really passionately about.
So this one's kind of a cheat because it's already something that's taking place in a fantasy world, so it's pretty easy.
Perfect.
But it's Solas and my Inquisitor.
Hell yeah.
So the Inquisitor that I play is a mage. I think you have to play as a mage elf to romance Solas.
Which so is kind you gotta of annoying. Do what you gotta do.
It's kind of annoying. I like to play as like a rogue sometimes, but it's fine.
Look, sometimes we make sacrifices for the ones we love.
Now I'm trying to think if mine would be a wizard or a sorcerer or a warlock.
Like a druid?
Possibly a druid. Cause I usually play her as
That's tough.
Do I do blood mage? Or no, I do necromancy.
Oh,
which
so
actually it's not. It's like a NPC. Like, can you play as a necromancer? Is that a dumb question?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, maybe that's more along the lines of warlock?
Yeah, probably warlock. Let me see here. Oh my gosh, your book is coming apart.
I know. And the thing is, I haven't even used it that much.
Jesus, look, this whole chunk just fell out.
Look, Wizards of the Coast, putting you on blast. Do a better job printing these books.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Yeah, warlock.
I mean, it's a spooky drawing of the warlock.
It is a spooky drawing. Packed with an otherworldly being. Oh, yeah, because guess who my otherworldly being is? It's fucking Solas. And then I think Solas.
Can't spell Solas without S-O.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. And then Solas, I think, at first, like, comes off like, you know, he's an apostate mage that's like, hey, I like to like go in the fade and like walk around and like that's what I am and I have a mysterious past, which I guess is like, what would that be?
Is that druidy? Because that's like
kind of druidish,
connected to nature and all that.
But then it turns out he's like a god.
Secret god.
Secret god. So I think maybe that's like.
He maybe defies class.
Yeah.
Alignments.
Oh.
So it's tough with, because you're Inquisitor, you're role playing that, right?
So it's me.
Right.
Just like chaotic good.
Right.
And then Solas is probably chaotic neutral.
Why the shift from good to neutral?
Because he's serving himself.
Yeah.
He just does whatever he wants to do, which is like, I mean, right now as it stands, he's like, I want to, avenge like what everybody did to the elves and like the original elves and like my people.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going to do that at the expense of like the world.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, I mean, he kind of like just does whatever he doesn't follow a specific code really.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, like, to have such a clear cut, like, that he has such, like, a goal, and maybe that's not lawful, but, like, it is some, like, a specific thing that drives him. I don't know if that's chaotic, necessarily.
Yeah. Or, I always thought of, like, the chaotic versus lawful versus neutral.
Yeah.
Is that, like, it depends on, like, your way of getting to your goal.
Yeah, sure. Well, I always...
But then at the same time, isn't that good or evil? This is confusing to me. And I bet you that there's some, like, D&D heads that are like, idiots!
Well, I feel like it's the difference between, like, what society expects of you and what you, like, expect of yourself.
Maybe is he chaotic neutral? Or not...
Lawful evil?
Wait, it's chaotic or lawful? Is there anything in the middle?
Yeah, I think it's just neutral.
Neutral?
There's a true neutral, yeah.
What the freaky?
Nooch.
What does that do? Who is that? Who is that?
I don't know. No one's nooch.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. Some like boring dude. Nooch.
Nooch.
I mean, I think. Also, I don't know alignments that well either.
Okay. Okay. What's yours?
Okay. So I was going to try to do Princess Bride.
Okay.
Actually, let's do them real quick.
Okay.
So Wesley. Wesley's probably like neutral good,
mm-hmm.
Like maybe bordering on lawful, but he also spends time as a pirate. So
he's like undercover and shit.
Yeah. So maybe he is, but that's not chaotic.
No.
God damn it. These terms are failing us.
I'm really, okay, hold on. I'm going to just like look up.
And also like, what do you do when the laws are bad? Right. Cause like Buttercup would be, I want to say that she was like lawful neutral.
Okay.
Bordering
laws
on lawful
versus chaos.
Good. Yes, please.
Lawful characters tell the truth, keep their word, respect authority, honor tradition, and judge those who fall short of their duties. Chaotic characters follow their consciences, resent being told what to do, favor new ideas over tradition, and do what they promise if they feel like it.
It's hard because a lot of the characters that we like and that we respond to are characters of their word that don't necessarily respect authority.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like those two things can be at odds with each other. Because, like, Wesley is a man of his word.
Right.
Right? He's always going to come back.
Yeah.
If he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. But, like, he's defying a fucking king.
Okay. So then, all right. Law implies honor, trustworthiness, obedience to authority, and reliability. But it can also include closed-mindedness, reactionary adherence to tradition, judgmentalness, and lack of adaptability. I don't think he's not adaptable.
Yeah.
Chaos implies freedom, adaptability, and flexibility. On the downside, chaos can include recklessness, resentment towards legitimate authority, arbitrary actions, and irresponsibility.
That's tough. That one's tough. And in fact, so tough that I want to abandon it and just talk about Detroit Become Human.
Can we talk about
Connor and... Hank,
yes,
Detective Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. So Connor, lawful good,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
And it, like, even you have to like really push him to like rebel against the law.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good boy.
Yes, he is. He is. You have to really push it.
And then Hank, I feel like he's a cop, but I feel like he's chaos, right? Maybe like neutral.
Because he's
chaotic?
A dishonored cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaotic neutral.
Yeah, I think so.
Follows whims.
Definitely follows
values
whims.
Values own liberty, but doesn't strive to protect others' freedom.
Uh-huh.
Avoids authority, resents restrictions, challenges traditions. They don't intentionally disrupt organizations. They have to be motivated either by good and a desire to liberate others, or evil and a desire to make those different from himself suffer. Unpredictable, but not completely random behavior.
Yeah, that sounds right. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I don't know about classes. They're both cops.
I think this is going to be weird, but do you think that like cleric
for
paladin could be?
So like, like paladin for Hank and then a cleric for Connor.
Yeah. Or, cause look, barbarian.
Yeah.
No,
definitely not barbarian.
Bard. No.
No. Cleric, possibly. Druid, no.
Fighter?
Probably not.
Monk?
So Connor could be Connor borderline could be a monk.
Kinda?
Look, it's hard because nowhere in here does it just say cop. We just need a character class that's cop.
I feel like cleric kind of works. Because also clerics, aren't they like, you know, usually lawful good?
Yeah, and are also
like anti-necromancy.
Right, and have like a sort of like spiritual, or not necessarily spiritual, but like a connection to like enlightenment,
yeah,
and like peace. And that's definitely like a Connor-ism, because like you keep retreating to that like space inside his like computer mind, you know, where like you're meeting with like the program that's like rebooting a new Connor and sending it back out there. I think cleric is right, and then maybe Is Paladin? Paladin's like a cop, right? Like it's an enforcer.
Yeah, and they can heal. Hold on, let me see here. Paladin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him being a paladin for Hank. I mean, although it's like they have a holy quest.
Sure, and I wonder if holy quest is tough. Like, how does that translate to?
I mean, maybe he's just like a fallen paladin.
Yeah,
he's there lost we go. His quest.
Fallen paladin, Kelly. Let's do one more before we end the show.
Okay.
Let's do Tony Loki.
I mean, Loki's a rogue, right? I mean, yes. The thing is, also he also can do magic, which is tricky.
So he dual class. He can be a sorcerer / rogue.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Tony.
Oh boy, he may be a paladin. And his holy quest is like a suit of armor around the world.
Yeah.
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 And then for alignments.
chaotic neutral for Loki.
Yep. And are they both chaotic neutral? Is Tony chaotic good?
I think he's good. I mean, he always thinks he's helping people.
Yes.
Whereas Loki is like, I do what I want.
Hell yeah, he is. Hey, Kelly.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.